Shavua Tov to everyone. I'm sorry that I haven't been able to leave messages the last few days. I've been traveling as part of the Mizrahi 360 speakers around the world. And I had hoped to have a chance to sit down and do this today, but I went directly from thing to thing, and now I'm at a wedding of Josh Fagan. So I just stepped out before the chuppah, and I'll leave a quick Dvar Torah Baal Peh. Parshas Emor. What a strange name for a parsha. Emor, say. It's even less significant than Tzav, Titzave, or Vayikra, which already have a specific direction to the statement. But the reason the parsha is named Emor is because it really focuses on it, not only in the beginning of the parsha, throughout the parsha. The first pasuk, Emor el kohanim b'nei Aaron v'amarta alehem. The word repeats itself a second time, and if you look throughout the parsha, you see very often that tzivuyim are introduced with Amira. Rashi relates to this and he says, Emor v'yamarta lahazir gdolim alaktanim. The Emor is telling people to learn to speak to others, to appreciate the ability and therefore the responsibility they have to be able to impact others. Lahazir gdolim alaktanim. And the truth is, sometimes when we hear something like that, we say to ourselves, we're not gedolim, so it's other people who are responsible for the people who are lower. But I believe when you look carefully at Parshat Emor, part of its message is that everyone, every Jew, has godless to them and the ability to use that to impact. And I'd like to point to three places in the Parsha where we see this. Famously, the end of the Parsha, the last parak, introduces the Yamim Tovim as Mikroi Kodesh. And Chazal explained that what this means is that ultimately it's Klal Yisrael who determine when Yamim Tovim fall, and it's Klal Yisrael who infuse, who instill the Kedusha to the holidays. Asher Tikru Osam Mikro Kodesh. We have the ability, and we have the responsibility, we're the ones who determine the sanctity of time. In Perek Chaf Bet, we see this in another direction. After Perek Chaf Aleph speaks about the Kedusha of the Kohanim, which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Perek Chaf Bet speaks about the Kedusha of Kachim. Kachim come from human beings. We are the ones who create a status of Kachim in an object. The formulation of the Pasuk, I'm quoting it by heart, V'lo techalalu eshem eshmi asher hikdishu, more or less something along those lines. They don't be mechalal the holy name that they created. We establish the Kedusha of Kachim. And the truth is, if you look back at Perek Chaf Aleph, even by the Kohanim, there's a tzivui of Vikidashto. We have to sanctify the Kohanim, even though they're naturally holy as well. The end of Perek Chaf Bet, the Torah warns us, V'lo techalalu Hashem Kachi asher nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. Not only do we create Kedusha in time, do we instill objects with Kedusha Kachim, we also are Mekadesh Shem Hashem no less in how we live our lives. Person who lives appropriately makes a Kiddush Hashem. Chas v'shalom, the converse, you can make a Chilul Hashem. We say Kaddish like the Malachim, Kaddish and Kedusha. We sanctify no less than God. So Emor v'amarta, when it's given to us to give to others, Ahazir gdolim alaktanim, it's all of us as members of Klal Yisrael who have the ability and the responsibility to impact others, to create Kedusha, to spread Kedusha, and to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.